Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
E may equal MC squared, but Albert Einstein's actions made him equal to or greater than rotten. The phrase, ignorance is bliss, crossed my mind frequently while researching Albert Einstein. However, bliss doesn't teach us much. Unfortunately, through living and misery, we derive our most powerful lessons, and I believe we can learn quite a lot from one of the greatest minds in human history. So I'll do what the government did after he died and take a slice out of his prefrontal cortex and see what rotten things lay hidden. Magic mirror on the wall, who is the most rotten one of all? Hi, hello, and howdy, my darlings, and welcome to Rotten to the Core. I am Joshua Waters, also known as the Not-So-Evil Queen, and I am delighted to have you join me in my lessons. This is the history podcast where I use my magic mirror and a touch of humor to delve into the lives and actions of some notorious individuals from our past. By examining these rotten apples, we can learn valuable lessons that benefit us in our present lives. It is the night of the full moon, so it's time to charge your crystals and replenish your moon water. Take this opportunity to release negativity and invite a little positivity in your life. Let go of the old and grasp the new intention you wish to manifest. I like to take a nice cleansing shower with a little eucalyptus, journal, and maybe pull a few cards from the tarot. Well, that and maybe find a man or two. Speaking of brains, let's see what lessons we can find lurking in the crevices of Albert Einstein's. The equation E equals MC squared essentially means that energy can be converted into mass and vice versa. My own spiritual beliefs align with that concept. I believe that our spirit or soul is the energy and our physical body is the mass. In other words, we transform from energy to mass when we are born and from mass back to energy when we pass, never ceasing to exist for a moment since energy cannot be created or destroyed. That means, in some shape or another, we have all existed since the beginning of the universe. Time for an under-eye cream. Albert Einstein was born on March 14, 1879, in Ulm, Germany. His father, Hermann, managed a featherbed business, which failed. The family then moved to Munich, where Hermann worked at an electrical supply company. Both of his parents came from Jewish background. Their ancestors had been Jewish tradespeople in southern Germany for many generations. Einstein's mother, Pauline, was a member of a relatively wealthy family and was known for her quick wit and sociable nature. His father, meanwhile, was a rather reserved and gentle man. Despite their clashing personalities, both parents were highly intelligent and well-educated. Pauline was an avid music lover and quite a pianist. Einstein's father, while unable to pursue higher education due to financial constraints, had a knack for mathematics and had gained a reputation in the field. It was from his father that Einstein inherited his fascination with science and mathematics. At the age of 2, Albert Einstein's parents were overjoyed to welcome a new member to their family, a daughter Maria. Growing up, Albert and Maria had their fair share of sibling squabbles, but as the years passed, they grew closer and formed an unbreakable bond. Maria proved to be one of Albert's most trusted confidants and closest friends throughout his life. Believe it or not, Albert Einstein was not a child prodigy. He couldn't read any earlier or do math any earlier than anybody else. In fact, he even had trouble speaking. His parents even took him to a doctor because they worried about his speech development. Even when he started talking, he had a little bit of a stutter. At one point, he was nicknamed Der Dopert, which means dopey one. Rude as hell. As Einstein got older and started going to school, he became kind of a rebel and didn't always listen to his teachers or other people in charge. Some people think this was because of his intelligence. He went to a Catholic school where the teachers were fair to him, but some of the other kids picked on him because he was Jewish. But despite all that, he did really well in school and was usually top of his class. Albert believed that his troubles early in life helped him develop unique ideas and new scientific concepts. He liked to think in pictures instead of words and enjoyed challenging himself to think differently about things. When Albert was a kid, he preferred playing alone rather than hanging out with other boys his age. He also enjoyed solving puzzles and reading books about math. His mother introduced him to music, which soon became one of his favorite hobbies. At first, Albert didn't like to play the violin. However, after he first heard Mozart, he fell in love with the music and became an excellent violin player. He once said that music played a massive role in his life and work. He even said that he would have been a musician if he hadn't been a physicist. He used to think in music too, and his daydreams were always about music. So Albert went to the Catholic school for 3 years, but then switched to the Luitpold Gymnasium for the next 7 years. But he did not have a good time. The teachers were too strict and boring for him. He said they acted like drill sergeants and made him a rebel against their authority. In 1894, Einstein's dad's business went bankrupt. His family then moved to Italy, but Einstein stayed to finish school. It was a tough time for Albert, and he started acting out. He quickly realized that he couldn't stay in Germany without his family. He then left school and went to Italy, where he helped out in the family business and, in his spare time, hiked the Alps. 1 year later, Einstein began going to a school nearby to prepare for college. He really liked the new school because the teachers there were more relaxed and open. They let him develop his own ideas and ways of thinking. When Einstein was just 17, he enrolled in a technical college named the Zurich Polytechnic, located in Switzerland. It was at that time where he made many lifelong friendships. However, Einstein found out that some of the school's teaching was a little outdated, so he would often skip classes to read up on the latest theories in modern physics. Oh boy. Even though he didn't put in a lot of effort, his scores were high enough to where he earned his diploma. After that, he went on a job hunt for 2 years, but had no luck. He dreamed of teaching at a university, but unfortunately, he couldn't find a job at one. he eventually had to settle for a job at the patent office, where he spent the next 7 years. He honestly found the work pretty cool because of the variety of applicants he reviewed, but the best part of the job was that it gave him enough time to come up with his own unique scientific ideas. It was during his time at the patent office that he formed some of his most important scientific concepts. It is nice to learn that Einstein and his first wife, Mileva, found each other when it was rare for women to even study physics. But they eventually found friendship, and then that friendship turned into a romantic and physical relationship. In 1902, Mileva gave birth to a daughter, but they likely gave her up for adoption or she might have died. Despite that setback, they stayed together and got married in 1903. And a year later, Mileva gave birth to their first son, Hans Albert Einstein. Mileva then put her family first. And apparently, she was a big help to Einstein in developing a lot of his theories. When they were students, they worked together on a lot of papers, but only Einstein's name was on them. But because she was a trained physicist, she could have been an excellent help to him. Despite having a day job at the patent office, Albert spent most of his free time working on his own scientific theories. Then, in 1905, he was finally ready to show the world what he had discovered. He published 4 scientific papers that year. Those papers were pretty amazing and helped establish modern physics. Historians call this period of Einstein's life the miracle year. Einstein's first marriage was chill, but things went south in 1912 when Albert started hooking up with his first cousin, Elsa. Albert and Mileva had a second son named Edward in 1910, and then moved around a lot because Einstein kept taking various teaching jobs. Mileva wanted him to stay with the family, and he did, but there were some rules. He wrote to her that he would stick around only if she did his laundry, made him 3 square meals a day, zipped her lips when he said so, and hit the road when he told her to. He also insisted that she cut off all personal ties with him. You know, what every girl dreams of in a husband. In 1914, Albert moved to Berlin to be closer to his first cousin girlfriend. At first, the family moved with him, but Mileva had had enough and returned to Zurich. Einstein stayed and decided that his role in his son's lives would then be to only send money. Albert and Mileva split up in 1919. He then got married with his cousin girlfriend, Elsa. But that wasn't all sunshine and rainbows either. Albert then started seeing younger women, even though he was still married. Is anyone else just floored by the fact that Einstein was a genius who was rebellious and pulling in younger women?
Hey, baby, can I put some energy in that mass?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
American Criminal is a new true crime podcast from the studio behind American Scandal and American History Tellers. Every week, you'll fall deeper into the riveting stories of the country's most clever, craven, and cruel criminals. Fraud, theft, murder, and worse. Whatever the case, whoever the criminal, you don't know the whole story until now. The debut season tackles one of the most sensational cases of the 20th century, the Menendez murders. In 1989, young Lyle and Eric Menendez brutally shot their own parents. Prosecutors and the press said it was a multi-million dollar inheritance that led 2 greedy rich kids to murder. But the picture-perfect facade this Hollywood family built hid troubling abuse. Could these teenagers have been driven to kill? Or was it even in self-defense? Listen now. Go to AmericanCriminal.com or search for and follow American Criminal wherever you get your podcasts.
Einstein shook up the world of modern physics with his paper on special relativity in 1905. But he wasn't done yet. As he became more famous for his physics theories, he had more chances to work in the academic world. Just a year after starting as a lecturer at the University of Bern, he was promoted to associate professor of physics at the University of Zurich. In 1911, he scored a gig as a full professor at the University of Prague. Later on, he reached the pinnacle of his academic career when he became a professor at the University of Berlin and a member of the Prussian Academy of Sciences. While at the University of Berlin, Albert was paid like a professor, but he didn't have to teach. He could focus all of his energy on researching and developing new ideas. He kept working at the University of Berlin until the early 1930s. Now, he was a pacifist, and he did not agree with Germany's nationalist politics. In World War I, a lot of famous German scientists, artists, and scholars signed a manifesto supporting Germany in the war, but Einstein did not. Instead, he signed a different document that protested against Germany's involvement in the war. In 1922, he won a Nobel Prize for his work in theoretical physics and for discovering the law of the photoelectric effect. But surprisingly, he never got one for his work on relativity. He did say that he felt snubbed and even chose to skip the award ceremony in Sweden, and instead went to Japan. At the time, the Nobel Prize came with a check of $32,250. Today, it's up to $1 million. In the early 1920s, Albert Einstein gained a lot of recognition and became famous. By the end of the decade, things got worse in Germany. When Hitler and the Nazi Party took over, everything changed for Albert Einstein, and not in a good way. In the early 1930s, the Nazis had it in for Albert. He was Jewish and openly against their political nationalism. Plus, he was a well-known pacifist. So basically, he stood for everything they were against. When Albert was in the U.S., he heard that Hitler had become the new leader of Germany. Since the Nazi Party had taken control of Germany, Einstein wasn't sure if it was safe for him to go home. But he still went. And while he was on a ship heading back, he found out that the Nazis had searched his home. He immediately went to the German consulate in Brussels and renounced his German citizenship again. His home was eventually turned into a Hitler youth camp. Boy, they really didn't like him. When Albert left Germany, he then began working with people like Winston Churchill in an effort to help Jewish scientists flee from the Nazis. His persecution in Germany didn't end when he renounced his citizenship. It actually got worse. His writings were included in mass book burnings where Nazi leaders declared that Jewish intellectualism is now dead. They even put a $5,000 bounty on his head and put his picture on a magazine with the caption, "Not hanged yet." World War II started in 1939 when Germany invaded Poland. Around that same time, Albert's friend, Leo Szilard, discovered that uranium could be used to create a very powerful bomb. He got the idea from the E equals MC squared theory. Leo knew that no one would believe him, so he went to Albert's cottage on Long Island, and Albert agreed that it was possible to make a powerful bomb like that. They quickly realized what a weapon like an atomic bomb could do in the hands of the Nazis. They then wrote a letter to President Roosevelt outlining their concerns. But upon reading that letter, Roosevelt began secret research into nuclear weapons called the Manhattan Project. The U.S. would then eventually build an atomic bomb and use it against Japan at both Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Just so you know, Einstein wasn't part of the Manhattan Project. They took his equation and his pal's discovery to create the most lethal weapons in human history. After the U.S. dropped the bombs, Einstein and Leo formed the Emergency Committee of Atomic Scientists to stop the bomb from ever being used in a war again. In 1940, Albert became a citizen of the United States. However, FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover had recommended that he not be allowed into the country, believing him to be a spy. The FBI had conducted extensive surveillance on Albert and had hundreds of pages of information on him. Eventually, Albert gave up on the rest of the physics community, and he began isolating himself. On April 17, 1955, Albert Einstein experienced internal bleeding caused by a ruptured abdominal aneurysm, which he previously had surgery on. He took a speech he was working on with him to the hospital, but he never had the opportunity to finish writing it. He died the following day on April 18th. He was 76 years old. Einstein was pretty smart. I mean, genius level. He wasn't just a scientist, though. He was loved by almost everyone except those whom he was supposed to love, his spouses and children. Albert and his first wife's son, Edward, unfortunately, suffered from a severe mental breakdown, which led to his institutionalization. Albert's first wife used the money from the Nobel Prize he had won to invest in real estate and help take care of him. However, despite her efforts, Edward's condition never improved. And Einstein, who was always occupied with his work, did not see his son for 30 long years. Before Albert died, Edward would pass away 10 years later in 1965, followed by his brother Hans in 1973. The whereabouts of the unclaimed daughter remain unknown to this day. Who knows? Someone out there with frizzy hair and bad taste in shoes might be a relative of Albert Einstein. During our lesson today, I hope you are able to gain a deeper understanding of the complex dynamic between Einstein and his family and appreciate his contributions to the world. The lesson I learned from him is that I am grateful for the unique qualities that make me who I am. My intellect is good enough for me, and my greater capacity for empathy I hold as a true gift. I'll end the lesson with this quote from Albert Einstein. To dwell on things that depress or anger us does not help in overcoming them. So let's cleanse ourselves of some of our negative energies and vibrate a little higher to help usher in this full moon. Take a deep breath and ground yourself in the present moment. Open up to clear communication between yourself, your mind, body, and spirit, and embrace harmony with those around you. Release any negative thoughts within your heart and mind. Move forward with clarity and alignment with your highest self, allowing your journey to be effortless and your greatest desires to manifest. Remember, you are in constant connection and co-creation with the universe. Embrace this truth and let it guide you towards a fulfilling and joyful life. So be it. I'd like to express my sincere gratitude to each of you for supporting Runt to the Core as we journey together remember to take care of yourselves and each other. Join me next week, and until then, be happy, find peace, and don't hurt anyone. Please let me know what lessons you've learned from Albert Einstein on any one of my socials. If you enjoy Rotten to the Core, please follow me on Instagram or join me on Patreon. Both of those are at It's Rotten to the Core. My TikTok is at Rotten in History, and you can also listen to me on my other podcast, Mystery Inc., that I do with my older brother, Shane. We also have a Facebook group called Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole, where we will interact and have a plethora of extra fun, foul, mysterious, rotten, and historical things a-brewin'. Join me next time, and have a great week ahead, everyone. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.